Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello. Unfortunately,
Can you hear me?
Is this Angelica?
Yes, we got kicked off.
Wonderful. At the last moment, she pops on the line. We have had such a glitch with communication this evening, and I have to tell you, Mercury is not even in retrograde, but it has certainly behaved as if it was. This is Tanya Parker with Mind, Body, and Soul Food, and I have Angelica Rose, Angel Rose, on the line with me. We started off for a few minutes at 6 o'clock, and we lost Angel, and as I tried to get her back, somehow I got disconnected, and they would not let me call back in, and the show basically had all sorts of sounds associated with it. We just released it. I rescheduled it for 6:30, and then Angel could not call back in for the longest time until just now. So it's on like popcorn, right?
It's popcorn. Although I'm on your talk blog, and no one, you can't click on the Skype button.
Okay. All right. That is okay. We will move on with the show. We have some callers on the line, so
okay.
I know that
Yay.
Want to hear from you. If you don't mind, let's go ahead and start from scratch, because I know some people who are just tuning in may not have gotten a chance to hear about what you serve at your healing table. And I tell you, I'm a little discombobulated, and I'm doing my breathing, and I'm grounding myself. And I know you said a mouthful, and then the show glitched. So if maybe it was you said such a mouthful, the universe couldn't take it. The blog talk wires could not take it.
I may
shut down on
this. Yeah,
but share
they just
in with us all that you
gathering.
Offer at your healing table, please.
Yeah, no worries. I just came back from a Deidre Duke gathering, and the energy was so high. Maybe all that energy got bottled up in the body, and it just exploded on the airwaves.
Who knows?
But we have to learn to laugh in this lifetime. It's a lot more pleasurable, that's for sure.
That is
I thought
sure.
it was funny. I thought it was funny, but at the same time, I could just imagine everybody going, "What happened? What happened?"
Yes, and it was a whole line of callers who got
dropped. Yeah, last night during the concert, the whole entire circuit system went out. So there's definitely something going on planetary. So it's not just talk blog. It's electronically. You just got to laugh. But anyway, so my name is Angel. If it happens again, I won't say my name is Angel. And I'm an I'm an angelic walk-in. I walked in on 11/1/90. I call myself a drop-in. And basically what my gift consists of is I could see when people die from the angelic plane. I could see them walk into the light. I can hear them talk because they don't speak English anymore. When people are on the other side, they speak energy. And so I convert the words from the energy into words without any human filters, and I pass on the messages. And then I also do the same thing for the person that I'm doing the reading for, their guides. And sometimes what happens is they'll have a message on both sides, and so I'll get messages that way. And then I'm also able to read the chakra points on the emotional, mental, and physical plane. I work with your guides to activate your inner spirit, which helps to move the ego control that's trying to drive the car that sometimes conflicts with the inner spirit and causes a lot of stress. And so when I work on the angelic plane and I guide your guides, since they can't physically see your body, they can only experience the energy of your body, I'm able to guide them into the energy points on the emotional, mental, and physical plane to help to transmute the outdated energies, which are in the form of belief systems that can then be transmuted without any attachments, because your energy is raised to a place where the ego can't try to control it or rehook back on based on patterns or beliefs or habits. And so it's easier to transmute it. And then we download the higher frequency energy that's more in alignment with your spirit. So there's more of a flow of greater joy, greater peace, greater prosperity, and so forth. And love, of course. And then I authored two books and relaxation CDs and DVDs and stickers. So that's the whole mouthful. And I guess we are still on. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just listening
okay,
to this long list of wonderful, wonderful ways in which you serve spirit. And we thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
Now, you have said you're an angelic drop-in. I've never heard that term. You also, you're an angelic essence specialist. I have to tell you, that is also a new one on me. Prior to talking to you, I had never encountered that term. And so we need, for you, just like you decode that energetic communication from the angels to help people know what they are saying, I need for you to decode for me that term angelic essence specialist and break it down a little more clearly about being an angel drop-in. Does that make sense?
Totally. So basically the way that it works is when you die, you take your body is complete. It either finishes what it was supposed to learn here, or it goes back and goes through what we call a review. Sometimes it can go as long as 30 days and a little bit longer, where you actually see like a clip of your life and certain standpoints that stand out. So your physical body dies and your spirit continues on, and that's what the reviewing is all about. It has what we call an identity. The spirit is what I call the essence. It's the part that continues on, either moving forward or coming back and coming in as a different identity, a different form. It could be now a male instead of a female. It could be a dog instead of a human. You know, you come back in a different form based on a whole bunch of criteria of what it is that you're coming to learn, or you move on to the next stage, whatever that may be. And so the essence is what I call your spirit. And because I'm an angelic, and I'll explain what that is in a minute, drop-in, I work on that plane and I'm able to experience the energies from the angelic vibration and see the different spirits that are going on, the different energies. And that's what I mean by the essence of it. It's a pure form of energy. And a walk-in basically means is the identity of the body, you know, like your name is Tanya, and you have belief systems, and you've come here to learn some things in life, and then when you're done, that identity in the body dies, and then your spirit moves on, and so you may come back with a different identity, a different form, a different name, etc. So when a walk-in comes into effect, the body completes its lessons of what it's here to do. And in the situation with myself, I had a choice of coming into the body and continuing on with the purpose of why I'm here, or the body would have just died and nothing would have happened. And so there was some kind of a contract that came through it. They told me this in the dream when I asked what was going on. They explained it in a dream format to help me understand that the contract was complete. And so that body, that identity moved on, and I came in and continued on to support the process of the awakening of the planet and the people on the planet and so forth, to help the evolution of what's going on between 2012 and 2016 and beyond.
Okay.
So
thank
I create
you.
Grids and cords and vortexes, and the certified hypnotist part I forgot to mention is the way that I use to help to get the human part. It's kind of like right now, if we could look at the planet and people on the planet, we have what are called consciously awakened people and some that are still sleeping. And there are different levels of conscious awakenings. And so as they're awakening to different levels based on how many of those ego areas got unraveled to get to the core. So when we get to the core, then we're dealing with a life lessons. And that core area, once that core area is unraveled and transmuted into a frequency that's more in alignment with your spirit, then you're on your spiritual purpose. And that's what I'm being asked to support in the awakening, both on the planet through vortexes and grids, and with individuals to help get their body, their DNA, in alignment with their spirit, so that there's more of a oneness with the humanness and the spirit instead of a separation feeling. It's not like your body dies. It's like it becomes more in alignment with your spirit, and the frequency is more in alignment. And so there's more of a flow in life, more of a natural elegance to it. And the ego doesn't drive the car as much. It doesn't go into fight, flight, protect mode or fear mode or insecurity mode. It goes into a sense of a peacefulness and allows the spirit to start taking over and relaxing a little bit more. So it's not trying to force or push it, if that makes sense.
So, right, that is the difference between your human consciousness, where you're ego-driven, it's driving the car, et cetera, and that spiritual oneness.
Exactly. People, and it's real important to hear this, you don't kill your ego, you don't hate your ego, you don't bully the ego, resist the lessons, or you know, just like, I don't want to deal with this kind of a thing. The ego is the ego. Its purpose is to go into fight, flight, protect mode. That's its purpose. So you can't hate something that it's driven you to do. It's like, that's its role. It's like, you can't say to a dog, don't bark or don't be a dog. Its ego's role is to do that. And it does it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yet when it has all these belief systems that are tangled up with, areas that are not serving your spirit, there's a conflict. It's like two heads bumping up against each other. It's like two people bumping up against each other. It forms what we call a separation. And so the more the ego wants to drive that area, the more conflict occurs. And so when you unravel it and you start to transmute it, the energy behind it, you're able to move the alignment with the spirit more into a oneness, and the ego then just naturally relaxes. It's like being on a vacation. It doesn't have to go into the fight, flight, protect mode. It can just kind of a feeling, and then it becomes smarter and more educated. And it's quite an amazement to when I work with people. If you read the testimonials on the website, they're just kind of like, so many beautiful things that come through with the awakening. It's quite rewarding.
Now you work with people's guides as you do this work. You use your skills with hypnosis, and you say you work also with the chakras. And I know you have mentioned the 8 chakra points. And I know a lot of people that I encounter, we know that there are many, many chakras, but the main chakra, we think of 7, but you speak to the 8. And if you could explain a little bit more about that, the 8 chakra points, so that everyone is on the same page.
Well, totally. So if you, and sometimes it's easier when you actually, I'll speak it in more of the humanistic approach, just to get it rather than the etheric place, because that'll help make it easier. So there's what we call the primal chakra. The first chakra is at the tailbone, and that's basically where the karmic stuff, where your lessons come in, where areas in your life that you're learning. And let me just backtrack a minute. Each of the energy points in the chakras have energies that have embedded beliefs in them. Some serve, some don't. Some you're conscious of, some you're unconscious of. And so these energies get triggered when you're in the midst of learning some form of a lesson. And when you see a pattern and you become aware of that pattern, then you work through it, and it helps. So on the human plane, it's like going to therapy. You're emotionally involved in that belief system. Your mind's involved in that belief system. Whether you're proactive or procrastinating, your physical body's involved in that belief system. And if it works in your favor, you're happy. And if it doesn't, you react. And so on the physical plane, those chakras have energies. And so the first one has to do with your siblings, your parents, your ancestral, yourself, and your beliefs. All of that gets clogged into that first chakra. The second chakra is by the pubic area, and that's where it has to do with relationships and money and so creativity. And so, again, if it's in a balance, then money flows, you have healthier relationships, there's a sense of a joyfulness in the way you interact, a love, unconditional love, and so forth. The creativity kind of flows if you're a very creative person. When there's a conflict, it could be that there's some lessons around relationships that you're going through. And so that's where it gets, the chakra has all these beliefs that are popping up all of a sudden in the form of what I would call energies, but in the language of what I was saying was talk about in the form of your emotions kicking in and your mind's kicking in and your physical body's kicking in and reacting to the areas that trigger what's not serving your relationships or your confidence or your creativity, not your confidence, and money. You may have struggles around money. Your third chakra is around the stomach area, and that has to do with your will. So your ego now kicks in here in this particular place versus your spirit's will. And this is where the confidence is. And so if you have a lot of insecurities, which is the number one reason why people don't succeed in life, is due to fears and insecurities. So your insecurities can be kicking in, and so you hold yourself back based on these embedded beliefs that are stuck in this area. Then you have your heart, which is pretty self-explanatory, that has to do with love. Well, if you have lessons around love or belief systems around love that are conditional belief systems, you may be more reactive when people don't do the things that you want them to do because you have these conditional beliefs that if you love me, you'll do it my way, and if you don't, you won't. And so there's more of a control issue going on with love based on belief systems again. The collarbone is the one most people aren't familiar. If you touch your collarbone and if there's pain there, then that's usually where a lot of disharmony kicks in because, again, it's right in between the heart and the throat, and there's a lot of trying to control things. And so, again, there's a lot of that friction going on where there's not harmony in life. Again, it could be based on lessons or something that you're currently presently in the moment going through. Your throat chakra is how you express. Your third eye is in between the eyebrows. That's where your spirit talks to you. Some people call it your intuition or your sixth sense. I call it the spirit. And then your crown is your connection to universal God. And so when there's an alignment with your spirit and the human part, and the spirit is more, your inner spirit is more dominant, then all of these chakras are in alignment with the universe, and there's more of that flowingness with your human part having unconditional love, more confidence, more trust, and more faith with your spirit running life and listening and getting guided from that place. There's more of a harmonious relationship with yourself and with others. There's more of a creative flow with money and creativity. The karmicness in your ancestral relationships with family, friends, and anybody else that you're in contact with has more of a harmony attached to it. There's more of a peacefulness around it. You express more from responsiveness versus reactiveness. You could see through your almost like a third eye, which allows the vision of your human eyes to see more from a place of appreciation and gratitude. And you feel a real deep connection to God. So there's this lightness, almost like you're floating in life. There's a feeling of a lightness going on. And that's why the chakras are so important to, when I work with them, I could see where their beliefs are and what's going on in your current path right at that moment, and help to work with your guides. I don't do it. I work with your guides and guide them to do it. So it feels more natural and more peaceful and not invasive when I work with people and the energies and so forth.
Wonderful. Thank you for taking the time to explain. You know, we have several callers, and if we can pause right now to take callers, our number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. Please make sure you follow the instructions to speak with the host, which I believe means pressing 1, so that I'll know that you would like to speak with Angel. So we have a caller from the 505 area code who's been very patient with us through the first run of the show that glitched at 6. And so, caller, you are on the line. Do you have a question for Angel, or would you like a reading?
Yes, I have my chakras cleaned out. I'm grounded. What you said is everything I needed to hear today, and the statement you made about the 8 chakras. So there is a difference between the third eye and the chakra between your eyebrows. Correct?
Say the question again, between your third eye and...
You said 8 chakras. And you
yes.
stated that between your eyebrows is a chakra.
Yes, that's your... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You did not call it your third eye. The third eye is up above.
Yeah, it's your third eye, and basically in between your eyebrows is the third eye, and that's your inner spirit.
Okay, so it's all one. Okay. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Yes, I want a reading. I want everything you can give me, and I'm not going to say a thing to you.
You're just ready to receive. Could you tell us your name?
I am. My name is Janet.
Janet, thank you for calling in.
Can you tell me, just I'm curious, 505, what is that on the 505? Is that somewhere near New Mexico or something?
Yes, it's the beautiful land of enchantment and native Indians.
Okay, because I just kept seeing New Mexico above your head. Okay,
yes.
So that's good. And you're in the room by yourself. There's nobody else in the room, so I don't pick up on their energy.
My husband is about 4 feet away from me playing video games and not even paying attention.
Okay. We'll see how that works, because usually it's better to not have anybody in the room, so sometimes their guides want to kick in and start talking to me. But he's 4 feet away.
Well, I just tested. If not, I'll pick you up and go to another room.
Yeah, it's all perfect. We're taking a few minutes. We're not going to take long periods of time, because so other people can come in.
That's after the show.
Yeah, so let me kind of tune in and see. When I go above your energy on the phone, see, Tanya's energy is kind of cute. when I go above your head, I see a lot of light energies. And so you've really done a lot of work with the mind, with your mind, and it's very impressive. As I start working down the body, your heart still has some areas that it's working on. It's still a little bit of forgiveness. I'm hearing your guides tell me to tell you, you still have some conflict around relationships, and it is karmic. It's not like heavy duty stuff, but there is some areas in your first chakra and your heart chakra that definitely has some energies around there, according to your guides, that could be beneficial to, and they keep using the word make peace with. It's almost like you're moving forward in your mind, you're moving somewhat forward in your heart, but there's a cord that's still stuck on your first chakra that keeps pulling you back a little bit. In your karmic relationship, it's almost like you turn your head back and look, and then get feeling like you're like like you're not totally forgiving. So does that make any sense to you?
It's spot on, and I know that in September I will be ready at that point, and that person will be here in New Mexico, and that's when I'm going to address the cleanup.
Good. What I would recommend, according to your guides, and they're telling me to tell you, is do the preparation now on the because they tell me you know this stuff. So do it on the etheric plane. Make peace with yourself so that when this person physically arrives, it's just the physical plane stuff that you're finishing up. It's on the etheric plane with that person. It's already cleaned up, and that'll help make it more nurturing and more peaceful when he or she, because I'm not choosing to read who the energy is of this person, but when I'm focusing on you personally. So when this person shows up, focus on the physical plane. A lot of it's already been done because you took the 3 or 2 weeks to allow yourself. It feels like it's more towards the beginning, middle that this person's showing up versus the end of September. So if that's accurate in that time, even though we can't measure time on the etheric plane,
three quarters through September.
Okay, so it's the third week. So you have a lot of time. So you have 5 weeks to, which is, you know, towards the middle of September, to start really working towards the completion end of making peace before this person arrives. And that's what they keep saying is do it now. Don't wait for that person to come and then do it. You know, start the process now, because then when this person comes, it's almost like it's already done. And it'll be, at least on your end, it'll be more nurturing for you.
I'm intending to do that, but I'm winging all this because I'm like an apprentice, and I'm just really being taught by the people on blog, because I don't have books, I don't have music, and I'm just taking one step at a time. So I'm waiting for the sign to come for me to be able to address it, to prepare myself, and it hasn't come yet.
All you could do is be in the moment and just keep focusing on your choice of having a peace with this experience and forgiveness with experience. It doesn't, it's funny how they talk, it doesn't condone some of the things that happens, yet it does allow the freedom of moving on, because when you judge something or hate something or it's like you're holding on to their hands, you're not letting go, and so you're entertaining at that energy until you have a complete forgiveness. It'll continue to nag you. So when you forgive yourself and the person for the experience that was going on, it allows you to have the freedom to move on to your next phase of what it is, rather than that lesson like a clogged thing. It just sits there clogged when you don't release the energy around it.
Well,
they keep saying congratulations, you're on the path. It's just continue to be in the moment with your heart, not so much with your mind now, with your heart. Just keep choosing peace, keep choosing love. First with yourself, and then focus on that person as you get closer to them.
That other person is spiritual, however, from a different direction, and it's this that I don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't have a problem with all the petty stuff not meaning anything. I can let that go in a second. It's what I don't know what to expect once I get to this place and hook up with her, or where she's going to come from. And I think that unknowing, because I don't know what kind of spirituality she has or she deals with. I think she's from another planet myself, because she's so stuck in old school. What?
Janet, hi.
Tanya,
I want to invite you right now just to take a breath, okay? Just take a breath. Nice deep breath. And just allow what your guides have said through Angel to sink in a bit.
Thank you.
Right. And know that all of us face the unexpected. We don't know what to expect in any situation. And if I can offer this for you, expect the unexpected best.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, and best wishes to you next month as you in your healing.
Yeah, right. Thank you for saving me on that.
All right. And we have another caller from the 678 area code. This is another caller who also has been very patient from our previous show. And so, caller, you're live on the air. Do you have a question, or would you like a reading from Angel?
Yeah, just a reading.
Yeah, could you tell us your name?
Hi, my name is Cyril, calling from Georgia.
Hi, Cyril. Did you say Cyril? I can't even pronounce it.
Cyril. Like Cyril?
Okay, Cyril. Okay.
Cyril.
Yeah. I couldn't get it out for some reason. Oh, so Cyril would like a reading, and I hear some people in the background. So, Angel, I know you've said if possible, for people to be alone in the room to give a reading. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's always beneficial, although I know him, so this will be okay because I know his child and all that, so I could separate it. It's very beneficial that everybody comes into the situation by themselves so that I don't pick up on the other person's guides. So it's very beneficial to do that.
Okay, great.
But because I know him, it's okay because he and I have worked together, so it's perfect. I already know how to separate because I'm familiar with the various energies and so forth. It's good to hear your sweet voice.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my daughter helping me make some noise.
Yeah, I'm picking up on her. It's kind of cool. So let me see what your guides say. Well, this is some really great stuff because what's happening with you right now is you've actually gone and they said that they told you this part before, but you're even more so in it. You've gone to the other side with your spirit now, and you've completed what you were completed on the human plane with regard to what you came here to learn. And so now your spirit is now taking over, and part of what you're doing is working with your daughter seems to be the real forefront in you know, picking up so much of your energy right now because she and you have this bond, almost like a contract that you both have agreed to experience together so that she could take what you completed and take it to the next level. When we were working together, I was talking to you about how the energies on your crown had to be lifted up. I call them like the antennas, to be able to get more connected. And they definitely are straight and they're definitely connected. And so right now what's happening is you're going to be getting a lot of your signals, your energy signals, to help you to know what each step is. It's almost like when I look at the humanness inside, and I could see the word bored, B-O-R-E-D, like part of you is still bored with life on some level because you're ready to take it for more of an advanced place with your spirit being more involved. And so as that starts to shift, they're saying you're now kind of moving more towards the half three quarter point where your spirit's going to start to become more dominant. And it's just requiring a little bit more patience as some of the remaining pieces on the physical plane, which has more of a density and a more of a slowness in catching up, gets transmuted. And then once that starts to happen, you'll start to feel a little bit more comfortable being in the body, more comfortable interacting in the world, and you'll feel a sense of purpose in a greater way. It's just still a tiny bit more patience required as the energy starts to sift and gel in the body a little bit more. So they're just kind of working with your energy field. But you're definitely done with what you were here to learn on the human level. And so now you're starting to move more into your purpose. So congratulations. That's a really big thing for you.
Thank you so much.
How
you're
nice.
Welcome, honey. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Cyril. Thank you for your patience as well.
He's a sweetheart. Red gift.
Yes. Wow. What a great reading for him. We have another caller on, this is my area code, 301, with the 407 exchange. So, caller, you're live on the air with Angelica Rose. Hello.
Hi, Angelica. Hi, Tanya. This is Denise, and I am really enjoying
the
show. This show is great, guys. And it's a great show, but I was calling in because I actually do have a question. Once you start working with the chakras, how often do you need to focus on each point to keep the energy moving? Would you do that? Would you take a couple of minutes a day or weekly?
That's a really great question. And the way that I always like to answer that is, you know, when you get up first in the morning and you do a meditation, it is a form of just bringing in love and then bringing in gratitude and just letting that energy come through the emotional, mental, and physical body. If you're going through a lot of changes, a lot of lessons, you're around a lot of people and you start feeling a little bit different than the connection that you would have with that sense of love, that sense of gratitude, you want to just kind of go inside and rather than looking outside of what's wrong, go inside yourself and tune in and start seeing what's happening inside, what's going on in your thoughts, what's going on in your emotions, what's going on in your body. Just start to tune in and see if there's anything there that's being triggered and that you could have a sense of some clearing around or some peacefulness around it. If you look outside, you'll be first, there would be a tendency to start bringing your beliefs into a form of a judging and a reactiveness if you're starting to feel like something's going on that's causing you to move away from love or gratitude or appreciation. So when you immediately go inward, you move back inside your own shell, inside your own self, which helps to stay more in that nurturing place rather than the reactive place that could come up if you start looking outside and trying to change, fix, correct the reflection of what's going on with the person or people that you're involved with. Does that make any sense?
It definitely does.
Yeah. You have a very sweet spirit. And so it's and I could feel your commitment and your tenaciousness. The one thing that the guys are saying is, you know, be a little bit more playful with it, be more relaxed with it. Don't feel like you have to force things all the time. Just allow yourself to just go inward with your nurturing a little bit more because you're so committed to, which is actually, I applaud you for it. You're committed to being at peace and at love and just really on your path. You're very focused on that. And so if you could just now be more gentle with yourself around that so it feels more playful. So that'll help make it easier to transmute the energies a little bit more efficiently and not feel like it's dragging out. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. And yeah. I thank you so much for taking my call. And I send both
of you a
big
hug. Yeah, you're definitely a very joyful spirit. So thank you for calling in.
That is true. Thank you, my joyful friend Denise, for calling in. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Now, you know, Angel, I have to tell you what often happens with these shows as we get so busy with other callers and talking with you, et cetera, and you've shared some really wonderful wisdom with us today, that I forget about me, and it's like, wow, you know, one of the benefits of having this show is to also reap from the wisdom of our guests, and so I would like to have
I was wondering when you were going to ask, because I saw you stepping in the forefront with the first lady, like, I want to. Oh, so that's cute. Oh, it's always fun. You know, in all the shows that I've done, you're the only one that stood that way, and I so applaud you because, there was a guy that did the same thing, and I thought, you know, I would do the same thing if I was on a show. I would like to know what's going on. So it's always fun when you give yourself that pampering gift of, especially with the dedication you have on the show. So let me see what your guides say with regard to so I'm just gonna say what they're saying because it's actually a great thing, although it doesn't feel like it is. There's so much going on with shifting in your life. It almost feels like you're going through some turmoil around it. What they're saying is you need to raise your energy a little bit above the physical plane. It almost looks like a tornado, like you're getting sucked into it a little too much. And it's pulling your energy down. And so one of the things that they're saying is take a little bit more breaks. You're about to crack something open that's pretty big. And so have you been feeling a lot of intensity lately?
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So that's where that tornado turmoil feeling is. And so this is a great thing. I know it sounds funny because when it feels like everything is coming at you all at once, what I'm hearing them say to you is because you're cracking up something really big. And so as you get to the other side, you're going to feel this big sense of relief. It doesn't feel very long, but again, you know, human time and physical time, human time and spirit time, you know, because there's no time on spirit land. It's just a human thing that we created. So, you know, instantaneously could shift. Although when I look at your energy, what's keeping it dragging is you giving it power and letting it suck you down. And so what they're saying, and it's easy said than done sometimes when it feels like everything's coming at you, is they're saying that take more breaks, take more walks, take more breathing, take more, you know, time out, move away from some of the people that are pulling on your energy, and just allow yourself to just be in areas that remind you of what it feels like to move away from the chaoticness, so that when you go into that experience, it won't feel as pulling on you or as heavy on you, because you've rebuilt yourself up to be less sucked in. It's almost like not catching that cold because you created a sense of strength. But it's important that when you go back in, always go back in love, not in any form of judging or feeling of having to protect yourself, because that's a victim consciousness. So there is a lesson around that for you as far as strengthening your soul, your spirit and your humanness, both being strengthened in some ways, which is kind of the duality yet the oneness. And it doesn't feel like it's a long phase. It'll feel more dragged on if you look into it and identify with it rather than move above it and take breaks. It'll help you move through it in a more loving way. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, and it's major confirmation for what I've received and others have received me too. It's great information, and I take that. I accept that. Thank you so much.
You're going to be an amazing teacher in this area once you get to the other side of it. You'll be able to share the wisdom to support others, and it'll be such a freedom for you because it is a core area. It is a life lesson area, and when you finish and get to the other side of it, your life's going to feel a lot more smoother because you'll be able to handle things with greater ease. So the fact that it's a core area meaning it's kind of towards the life area lessons. That's why it feels so intense. But man, it's a good thing, because when you're done, the rest is going to start just dropping away feeling. It's not going to be hooking on as much. It's like I could see when I go above your energy, a lot of hooks into this one area just keeps pushing, getting a headache, keeps pushing against it. So once this piece is released, all these little areas are just going to fall away, and you're going to have so much inner space, like a sense of freedom that's going to be beyond what you've ever imagined. And it's not that far away, though. It's going to feel it if you identify with it. So, you know, like they say, just go above it and then take breaks and work out and meditate and do loving things for yourself, and you'll move through it more nurturing. Good girl.
That's been my game plan. That's wonderful.
Yeah, really, I congratulate you, because it takes a lot of courage what you're doing right now. It's a great thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my love. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, another caller has come on. They've been hearing these wonderful messages from folks. This is a 646 area, which I believe is New York. So we're going all around the states today with our callers. So, caller, do you have a question, or would you like a reading from Angel?
Hi there. Well, my name is Christina. I just would like to get a general reading.
Wait, is it from the East Coast? What's your area code?
Yes.
Area code.
What's
is
your
six,
area code?
Six,
is it New Jersey?
Well, it's in New York State area code, but I'm not there right now.
Oh, okay. So you said you want a reading. So are you in the room by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of see something by you. It almost feels like there's another energy by you.
Oh, it's my pet.
It's your what?
My pet.
Oh, so you're not by yourself.
Well, I thought you meant human.
I felt another energy by you. I'm like, no. Even the energy of the pet has to be in the other room, because I'll pick up on that. They're
really?
Coming in with an identity. Yeah, I'm picking up on their energy. So can you bring them into the other room?
Fine, I'll go. She's a very lucky person, a pet.
Oh,
she gets pampered more than I do.
Oh, that's funny. I knew there was another energy in the room.
Great, I like that.
That's funny.
Okay, are they out?
Yes, I just moved into another room.
Okay. That person wants to come with you. You have some bond with that animal. Okay. Let's see. That was funny. When I go into your above your energy field, I see a lot of ancestral stuff going on. So what that tells me, meaning your guides aren't talking up front yet, is that you're moving through some personal lessons with regard to family. And what they are saying in that sense is it's a reflection of how you interact in the world based on, well, this is really kind of cool. It's almost like you're looking in the mirror and choosing to do it differently than what you were brought up doing with the family that you were brought up in. It's almost like you have two sides of a mirror, and one mirror shows you what you learned from your family, and the other side of the mirror is helping you to identify with you as a person. It's like moving into your own, like moving out of a person's house kind of a feeling. You're detaching a lot, whether you're physically around your family or physically in their presence. The energy's still there that you're sifting and moving through a lot with relationships in your family and you and how you want to live in the world. Is this making any sense to you?
Yeah. Well,
okay, good.
I specifically, I would like to learn more about career. Because that also has a little bit to do with what you just said.
You know, in some level it does, because if you've given your power on some level to what your family told you to do rather than what your heart's telling you to do, your decisions on your career is going to be reflected on that as well. Again, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, there's so much going on around family and how you've given your power to their beliefs and allowed them, and this is what I'm hearing, allow them to dictate your life more than yourself. And now you're breaking free of that. And it's really kind of cool, because I keep seeing almost like your guides are kind of there but not there. It's like they're showing me like the split that's going on. And as that falls away, again, it doesn't feel very long because you're so focused on moving into your own space of who you are as a person and what you choose to how you choose to live. Are you going to school?
Yeah, actually,
because
okay,
I see school around you, like you're looking to. It's almost like you're looking a little too much outward with regard to choices. Your guides now are telling me this part to tell you is you need to go more inward in your heart. What feels good to you? What feels not based on your mind, based on what you were brought up believing, but what feels good to you? What kinds of things make you feel good? What talents, when you apply them, makes you feel happy?
I am not under the influence of my family in terms of my career, just, you know, making my career decisions. It used to be like that, but not anymore. And I've kind of, I've become very independent for the last several years. So definitely they have very little influence over, if it's anything, they actually disagree with the choices I'm making, but I believe I am going on the right path.
Always trust your heart, because there is some, you know, I do see in your energy field some insecurity, and although they did dictate it a while back ago, it's still a tinge in your energy field. So remember I said earlier, though they may not physically be in your presence or physically saying things, that the belief systems are still in your energy field. So while you're sifting through and moving through more of it, trust your heart. Don't go into insecurity with the decisions that you're making. That's part of what you're doing.
Oh, no. I've already made a lot of these decisions.
Okay,
really
good.
The specific question that I have is, I recently made a change. I requested a change to take place at workplace. And the it sort of resulted in this huge drama, which I thought it was kind of exaggerated. But anyways, stuff happened, and I wonder what you see from this, you know, from the circumstance, you know, why did it happen the way it did? Was it meant to be? Was it something that I did that was wrong? Or, you know, and what's going to be the outcome? I was surprised at the turn of the event.
Okay, so I really want you to stay very focused and hear what I'm saying, because your guides keep telling me to tell you this. Everything that you're going through right now is a sifting out from, I know you keep saying I'm very independent and the family isn't, you know, there's an energy in your energy field that you're sifting through with relationship to what you were brought up believing and moving into the next level with all areas of your life. As you start moving away from the old, things will get sometimes universally pushed out. And it's really important that you stay confident within your own self and just let the moving out, the doors closing, all that energy moving out to just move away and keep focusing on your own identity in this mirror that you're looking at rather than the mirror that you were brought up believing. Because although you keep saying they don't have any influence on me, yeah, in the physical form they may not, but your energy, your DNA is still cleaning out some of that stuff. And while it's cleaning out, it's going to create some friction if you give your power to it. And so as you continue to build your confidence and you look inwardly more, it'll be smoother for you to move through the energies as you start moving more into your own, into your own space, your own like your own skin, in a sense. I mean, I just keep seeing your guides telling me, like, you're shedding of things, peeling away of everything around the ancestral plane, and you're moving into your own. And it's a beautiful place. It's like you're coming from a cocoon into a butterfly in this area of your life. And so things that are pushing on the cocoon, it's like you're pushing to get into freedom. It's going to create some friction for you to break free. And just keep staying in confidence and love instead of why are they doing me, which is a victim mentality. Just accept that it is what it is. Keep moving forward and just let them be who they are. And you just keep focusing on being this new era that is your birthday. With any sense at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what the guides are telling me to tell you. All this friction is the closing out of the DNA of your ancestral energy and moving into your own. I mean, the fact that you're changing career, some kind of part of your job, and it just, you're standing on your own space right now, and you're looking forward to that shifting over. And it'll probably make more sense as weeks progress and as you start moving more into your own space, as you're looking at what feels right for you. It'll start making more and more sense as you start pulling out of the old energies and start moving into your own space. And it's the best way I know how to tell you, because that's what I'm hearing and seeing energetically from your guides.
If we can ask them, when is my job opportunity going to, you know, present itself? Because I've been waiting for that opportunity for so long. And, you know, and I keep on, you know, knocking on this iron door, and it's just nothing will break.
So you just keep confirming what they're telling me to tell you, is that as you're closing out the old and moving more into your own identity of your own, of who you are, it's like you're feeling your way forward until this old piece of the ancestral energies fall away. It's just the door can't open until the one door closes, the new one can't open. And so you keep wanting to just move forward and not deal with the cocoon part of what you're going through and make peace with that cocoon of shedding out the karmic ancestral family energy within yourself. It's not the energy of the family doing it to you. It's your energy of how you dealt with the family. And that's the cocoon part. Keep going within yourself and just focus in the moment and just let it unravel. So as you get closer to who you are and moving away from the ancestral energies within yourself and DNA of your own individual self, it'll start getting clearer on what it is you're supposed to do next.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling, and we're going to have to move on to our final caller. I hope that's supportive for you. Okay. We have someone in the 240 area code, and this is our final caller that we'll take for this evening. We're extending the show just for a few minutes. Caller, do you have a question for Angel, or would you like a reading?
Yes, I would like a reading. This is Malaika. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Malaika.
For the love of the day.
Oh, pretty name, Malaika.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Is there any particular area that you want me to focus in on?
Yes, I'm about to make a big move in my life, and anything around the move, and my youngest daughter is having a hard time with us moving away from her.
Are you in Arizona?
No, we're here. I'm here in Maryland.
Oh, in Maryland. Okay.
And we're moving to North Carolina.
Wow, I just keep seeing this energy of Arizona for some reason. I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm not going to Arizona.
No, not for you to move there, but there's something there for some reason. I'm not seeing you moving physically there, but there is some energy around that, which is interesting. So if I go above that energy, maybe the energy of what Arizona means, they're trying to see. Yeah. It's interesting because I keep tuning into your guides, and the only word I just keep hearing is closure, closure, closure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're closing out so much stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's only natural that there would be resistance. It feels like a masculine child. Do you have a son?
I have a son too, yes.
Yeah. And I do, when I tune into the energies of it, I do see, you know, like some guilt around moving on. You know, one of the things that I do hear is it's like it's your turn to live
mm-hmm.
your life, and you've
mm-hmm.
been living your life for others. And now it's your turn for you. And it's a big shift because it's requiring a lot of closure of how, you know, you were there for others in so much ways. Were you very much into caretaking people?
I think that that's my nature.
Yeah,
yeah,
I could see that in your energy field. So this is a little bit of your guides are showing like cutting a big area in your life. It's a little bit of a challenge because, you know, there's some human energies, and yet at the same time I could see your excitement about moving forward. But it is a lot of unfamiliar territory that you're going to be moving into, and new beginnings, new ways of interacting into life. You're moving into what they're saying, who you are, and taking care of yourself. Instead of caretaking others.
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving into some really nice territorial stuff, which it almost feels like you've waited a long time to do. It's almost like you were a nurse on some level of nursing others, but you never got a chance to be there for yourself. And this move is going to really open up some doors,
mm-hmm.
Some playful doors, like, you know, you doing things that finally, kind of like the sense of enjoying life, like you were enjoying life through others, but it wasn't your life, it was their life. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
so you're really going into some nice things. The challenge for you is going to be breaking that pattern of, of how you always put yourself second instead of first. And so that is important to always remember that, you know, your happiness is important too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Arizona connection, the only thing I could think of is that my daughter, this daughter who's having a hard time with our moving away, turned down an opportunity to move to Arizona for a wonderful job opportunity. And so I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, I just kept hearing she should have done. I kept hearing move. But it wasn't. It didn't feel like you. So thank you for clarifying that, because it didn't make any sense. Because when I tuned into whether you were moving there, I wasn't getting a yes.
Mm-hmm.
She should have taken it.
We all say that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been a really good opportunity for her. But you know, sometimes free will, you know, doesn't mean she won't have something else coming up next time.
Exactly.
And so there's never any accidents. If she's not ready, she's not ready. You know, you can't judge someone for that.
Right.
But it is something that would be beneficial for her. at least in your energy field, you know, sometimes when the person's on the phone, I get more accuracy because I'm reading their guide, so I'm filtering them through yours.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. So congratulations, you're moving into something fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, Malaika, for calling.
Thank you, Tanya.
And I'll follow up
with
you to say
my
formal goodbye.
So I'd like to give my website, if that's okay, Tanya, just so people can, you know, if they have questions, they want to get familiar a little bit better.
Yes, definitely. Please tell us how folks can dine at your healing table. And I know I said that was the last caller. Why is it that a whole slew of other callers, okay, maybe two.
Yeah.
So if we can make sure folks know how to contact you, as well as some of what you offer with your CDs and your books and everything, and we can take a couple more callers and finish things out. Would that work for you?
Actually, I can't take any more callers because I've kind of extended it from I'm supposed to be gone a half hour ago, and because we had that glitch.
Gotcha. No problem, no problem. So
and let me go ahead and give
callers
the website
for this evening. But they can follow up with you. Could you tell us how we can reach you?
Sure. It's Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-I-O-N, .webs, WEBS.com. If you mention that the radio show, put Tanya in the subject, you'll get a special gift in the reading or the session or products. So that's something that you'll have to mention in order to get the gift. And that'll expire in 2 weeks.
All right. Fair enough. So get on it, folks. All right. Wonderful. And so you mentioned at the beginning of the show that you've authored various books and CDs and inspirational stickers. Could you tell us some titles so we can be intrigued and know what we could be in for?
you're so cute. So the book, one of the books is called Living Life as You Owe It, and it's a book to help to support the process of moving your spirit more in forefront rather than your humanness. So it talks about various components, the fears, the insecurities, the self-doubts, the negativity, all of the things that could get in the way. Those are called distractions of allowing your spirit to take more involved. And it also gets into how to move it to the other side of appreciation and the higher levels of communication and healthier relationships and so forth. And then I have another book for those that are in the business world. If you want to enhance your business, Secrets to Running a Successful Business, I used to turn businesses around from a spiritual component. There's a talk CD on becoming smarter spiritually. And it talks about the 8 chakra points. And then an inner spirit activation relaxation DVD, which has waterfalls and music to activate your inner spirit. A DVD on relaxation with nature sounds in the background. And so you get to experience being in nature. Opening up your heart and the 8 chakra points and raising the frequency is another DVD, The Essence of Love. And then I have a chakra frequency where it's a CD, all your chakras are purified, balanced, and raised, and cleared, the old is cleared out. A CD on awakening your inner spirit rather than your humanness. It's a talk and a meditation that you get put under. Stress reduction and a love gratitude, which opens up the mind to experience gratitude in the heart, greater appreciation, and then 3 stickers.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I love this word, a whole plethora of items to help you deepen your connection and move towards spiritual oneness. Angel, I just can't thank you enough for, one, joining us this evening and being patient through all of the glitches that we encountered with the show, with it just stopping and booting you off, booting me off, and not letting you back on when we restarted the show, and then allowing you on, all part of the divine plan, I'm sure. Who knows the reasons behind any of that? I'm just so grateful that we've had this experience, and I thank you from the bottom and the top and the middle of my heart for joining us this
evening. My pleasure. It's an absolute blast. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Sure. I invite listeners to tune in again next month on the second Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Join us as chef author Ellen Canner joins us to share insights on her new book, Feeding the Hungry Ghost. Sounds intriguing, doesn't it? Well, it's going to be delicious. Please visit my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com, or contact me at Tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks for more information about my holistic healing, teaching, writing services, including my upcoming classes and events. I have a new Reiki series starting in September in Silver Spring, Maryland. Also, you can find out information on my meditation CD, which is also available on iTunes and Amazon. You will see links for books and products to support your mind, body, and spirit, as well as powerful classes and programs through Hay House and other affiliates. Feel free to connect with me on Facebook as Throat Chakra Shaman. Like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food page there, and while you're there, you can sample my CD in the music store. Also, find me on Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman, and I'm also on LinkedIn. And, of course, I invite you to like my show and follow me on Blog Talk Radio. This evening, Angelica Angel Rose has shared her beautiful spirit and a lot of wisdom to help us on our journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness. For leftovers, I will leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from here.